I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Leslie McGuirk with us, our astrologer. Leslie, for the benefit of those who may not know exactly what astrology is, planetary alignments and celestial events, tell us what it is.
So astrology is an ancient science. It's been around for thousands of years, and if it wasn't having some valid use for human beings, it wouldn't have been sticking around for this long. But it's basically an esoteric science that's based on the precise measurements of where planets were in space relative to other planets at the moment you take your first breath. So basically, we are electromagnetic beings, and you can go to any doctor, and they will tell you that that's a scientific fact. And when we're born, we are basically imprinted with an electromagnetic pattern. Everything in nature has a pattern, whether it's a tree frog or a snowflake or a tree. And we are nothing less than everything else in nature. We have a pattern. And it's very similar to having a piece of music that you're born with. And a good astrologer is looking at the music as your pattern and playing your musical score for you so that you can do it at the most proficient, beautiful, graceful way possible. There's nothing about it that is fortune-telling, which is what a lot of people think it is. If used that way, it can be quite dangerous. There have been times when I've had clients who had very bad experiences with astrologers because they told them things that were going to happen in the future, like to a young girl in her 20s, you're never going to get married or have a child, or I see you're going to have a really horrible illness in 2 years. That is not good and rather scary. I've had to do a lot of damage control for astrologers who have said things like that to people because that's really not what astrology is about. It's not possible to say things like that and have it be accurate because we have free will. That's like saying, okay, you are classical music, all right? And if you want to be a rapper, you're not going to be able to change into something that you're not. But what you can do is do what you were designed to be at the highest level possible. And there are patterns that can be difficult, but you're actually supposed to outgrow your chart, George. You're not supposed to stay stuck learning the same lesson over and over again. And think about a musician. Once they master their piano or whatever song they're practicing, they don't even need to read the music anymore. It's just part of who they are. And that's the goal of a good astrologer, is to fine-tune your piece of music, get you to like your piece of music, and then play it at the highest level possible. And when that occurs, you're actually in a very comfortable and very smooth place. And I think that's why I love astrology so much, because it basically saved my life when I was 19 years old. My mom sent me to an astrologer who saw that I was very creative. For most of my life, I've been a writer and illustrator of children's picture books. I've got 20 children's books out there for little ones, and she was 100% right about everything she said. And if I hadn't met her, I don't know what would have happened to me, because I didn't have any sense of my pattern at all, and I was pretty lost. And I think that I am obsessed with astrology and have been for a long time, because it is so accurate and it is so helpful, and it also is extremely compassionate. It just describes the way that we are, and then we have to sort of ease into our pattern and learn to harmonize with it.
Was it that moment at 19 that got you into astrology?
Yes, because I was a pretty troubled kid at that time, and I knew that this woman who was reading my chart had seen me in a very deep way, and I became obsessed with trying to figure out, how does she know me this well? And in the beginning, I was quite nervous about it, because I would go into bookstores in New York City, and I felt nervous. I felt as if the books had all this wisdom about the world and life, and it helped me understand the way the world operates, and I knew that this was a big deal, and I'm very, very grateful that I met her when I was 19, and I have been studying this since then. And but it is a tricky thing to learn from reading a book, because it is exactly like music. You do not learn how to play the piano by reading a book about how to play the piano. You have to do it. You have to play it. And that's where my passion is right now, is to teach people how to read charts. And I'm doing more of that, George, than individual readings at the moment, because I really want to empower people to realize that, hey, we can learn how to play our musical score. And I teach webinars where it is very playful, and I can get people after 8 hours of studying with me to where I was after 20 years of studying.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I'm very proud of being able to figure that out. And I think it's because I have a background as a children's book author and illustrator. I know how to make things simple and fun. And astrology is really complicated. It's like playing three-dimensional tic-tac-toe or three-dimensional chess. And it takes a while to really get great at interpreting it all. But you can still get basic things to help you understand and be at peace with the way you are and the way that people in your world are. Because once you understand that, you don't get as upset with them, because you're not going to get mad at a yappy terrier because you wish it was more like a basset hound. You accept the dog for being what it is because of the way it's wired, the way it's designed. We need to be more like that with humans.
May 10th, Mercury retrograde. Here we go.
Yes, I know how much you love this period. And the reason why it may be a little hard for you, George, and for about 80% of the population, is because when you were born, Mercury was not retrograde. So when it goes retrograde, it actually feels kind of funky, and it feels like things are not going the way that you would like them to go. It gets a little jangly out there. And however, you need to realize that if you were born during a Mercury retrograde period, like myself, only about 20% of the population was born during a Mercury retrograde period, that's actually my good time. So we, this 20% part of the population, we get to go forward during those periods. Everything falls into alignment for us. So not many people are talking about this in terms of the fact that you need to know whether or not you are a Mercury retrograde baby. This year, Mercury is actually going retrograde 4 times. That's more than normal, so hang on to your hats during these periods. And the first one is coming up on May 10th, and it goes until June 3rd. And then I'll just give people the other dates just so they have them. The next one is September 9th through October 2nd. And then the last one is December 29th through January 18th. But I want people to know that they're not supposed to stop living. And it just means that it's like driving your car and all of a sudden you're able to go into reverse. Now, is that a bad thing? No, especially if you're in your garage. You can't get out of your garage unless it's in reverse. You cannot parallel park unless you can get into reverse. So it's a time to slow down, and all the words in the dictionary that start with an R-E, like redirect, regroup, reinvent. That's what we're supposed to be doing during a Mercury retrograde period. So it's actually a really beautiful thing. And without these Mercury retrograde periods, it could be very exhausting because it's a time to just reset ourselves. And the fact that we have four of these periods this year probably means we need to be reset a bit because everything is feeling quite intense and wacky, as we discussed earlier.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Leslie, are these illusions of Mercury retrograde? I mean, surely it's not going the wrong way, is it?
Yeah, it's not really. It's an optical illusion. It's just an appearance. It's as if when you're driving a car and let's say there's a train driving right next to you, you're both traveling in the same direction. But if you're going faster, it's going to look as if the train is going slower, but it's really not. It's just an optical illusion. It's just a thing that happens in the sky. And it's not just Mercury that goes retrograde, by the way. That planet that I was talking about earlier, Pluto, the planet of death and rebirth, it's actually going retrograde on April 29th through October 8th. So it's when things get a little bit more intense, because retrograde puts everything into a screeching halt and everything kind of goes a little bit funky. And it doesn't have to be bad. It just is a little different, unless, of course, you were born during a retrograde period yourself.
Tell me what you've been doing with trained doctors about mental health.
So I've never looked for a doctor at all to validate my work, but they keep finding me. Once I was teaching at Rancho La Puerta, it's a spa in Mexico where I've been teaching for over 20 years, and in the audience was a cardiologist from NYU, and he heard my talk and he said, you're definitely onto something here. I know nothing about astrology. So he started discussing with me how astrology and medicine could work together. And I told him that a lot of people don't realize that the Hippocratic Oath that every doctor takes, it actually had in there, they took it out, that Hippocrates said any man who practices medicine and doesn't know how to read a chart is not a doctor but a fool. And Carl Jung, he would never see a patient unless he looked at their chart. And he and many other doctors and a lot of great thinkers like Leonardo da Vinci and Sir Isaac Newton and many, many people have realized that astrology can be very useful for the body and for medicine and for healing. And it used to be you couldn't get a medical license unless you knew how to read a chart. So anyway, what happened with this particular doctor is we did an experiment. He said, I'm going to send you some of my patients that I cannot figure out what's the matter with them. And I said, all right, the only way we're going to do this is if you do not tell me their first or their last name. I do not want to know anything about them. I don't want their phone number. I don't want their email. They're going to meet me on a free conference line. I'm just going to call them patient number one, patient number two.
Yeah.
Went down the list. Okay, first one that I did was a woman who for 6 years was really sick, and I knew exactly from reading her chart what the problem was. And he, after that first patient, he's like, all right, that's amazing. We got to keep working on this. And it's not to say that it always is that dramatic. This particular case, I am pretty much an expert on trauma, and trauma can oftentimes lead to very serious health things. And
yep.
I've also, through just various people that I've worked with, they've shared my contact information with other doctors. So at one point, I even had 5 neurologists studying with me because they're very interested in how the brain works and the programming that can happen. And so I find that very interesting. I actually love working with scientists because they're very clean, clear, and usually clean, clear with the information and trying to prove that it's correct.
Are they baffled at how this works?
They are in the beginning, but once they start working with me, they start realizing, you know what, this makes a lot of sense. We are connected to these rocks that are floating up there in space. Think about just the moon. The moon regulates every body of water on planet Earth, and our bodies are like 70 or 80% water. So there's a correlation, as above, so below. During a full moon, things are more heightened, and it pulls on the water inside of our bodies. Even think about biodynamic farming, which is all based on the cycles of the moon. If you plant seeds during a full moon, think about the water that's in the soil. It's more activated during a full moon, and there's definitely studies that prove that this influence of the moon on this planet Earth are real. And if you just extrapolate it out and take not just the moon, but all the other planets having an influence on us, that's basically what astrology is. We are made of star stuff, as Carl Sagan said. And the cosmos is not dead matter. We are all connected, just like we're connected to the oceans. And all humans have a relationship between the cosmic forces and the forces that are here on this earth too. So the ocean is very much connected to us. At one point in my life, when I was doing design work for the Marine Biological Laboratory, they were teaching me about how squids are being studied to help humans with nerve damage in the human body, or sea slugs have been used for memory studies, and horseshoe crabs for eyes and eyesight issues. Well, the same is true for medicine and the stars. There is this correlation where we can figure out things from an astrology chart that a doctor cannot see, and it may just be that one thing that makes a difference. And in fact, George, a really great story from being on your show last time was a listener named Amy who had really bad migraine headaches for 5 years, and her mother said, look, you got to call this astrologer. And she wasn't too keen on the idea because she had not very great experiences with other astrologers. And when I did her chart, I said, listen, Amy, I can see where, I know why you have the headaches. The doctors are treating the symptoms, but if you don't get to the root cause of what's causing them, these headaches, these migraines, this is going to be a difficult thing to stop. So I said, if you follow the protocol of what I think you should do, and I actually happen to know a lot about alternative ways to heal people, and she did everything I said, and now she has no headaches at all. And she went back to all those neurologists she was working with and said, look, this is what I learned, and I've gotten rid of my migraines, but they really were not that interested, probably because the information was coming from an astrologer. But this is going to change, because the more that this kind of a connection between astrology and health is made in the medical world, it's going to start becoming part of the vernacular.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.